where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest beer.
From the brewers to the breweries, there's plenty to see and do in Milwaukee and the surrounding area. And we'll get a guided tour, radio tour, of what the area has to offer this hour. And as I do just about every Friday at this time, when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, I will ask you to tell me where to go today in the Milwaukee area. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April 25th. What do you recommend doing or seeing or eating or how about drinking in Milwaukee? I know I will be headed to Milwaukee before too long to catch a Brewers game and to see Hank the ballpark dog. What else should everyone experience when we visit our state's largest city? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. John McGivern is a member of Milwaukee's morning radio show on 96.5 WKLH. He's also the host of Around the Corner with John McGivern, which airs on Milwaukee Public Television, Wisconsin Public Television, and stations in Minnesota and Chicago. Good morning.
Hey, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. So, John, where do you go when you go around the corner?
You know what we do? We visit communities in Wisconsin, and our first season, we're going into our fourth season right now. We start shooting in the middle of May. But our first season, we spent most of our time in Milwaukee neighborhoods and around the Milwaukee area. So we have 12 neighborhoods that we have visited in my hometown of Milwaukee, and we talk to 18 to 22 people who work, live, and play in these communities. So it really has given me an inside view of a town that I've called home, you know, forever. So it's like I had no idea some of this stuff was going on, like, right around the corner from where I live.
Well, we'll talk about some of the things that are must-dos in Milwaukee that maybe people have heard about but haven't been to, and also some of these hidden gems that you've discovered recently. So, and are you, do you look for recommendations from viewers as to places to visit?
Oh, we certainly do. You know, and since we've been on the air for 3 years, now we get, like, every day I get something like, why are you not coming to whatever community they're from? And if you do come, this is what you need to do. And if you don't do that, then do this. Like, the emails and the calls come in every day, and we're thrilled to take them.
Well, good. Well, maybe you can also jot down some ideas from this particular hour. And again, we will welcome your suggestions. We're concentrating on the Milwaukee area. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, as I mentioned, I know I'm going to be going to a Brewers game sometime soon.
Sure.
Probably not this weekend, though, because I think they're playing the Cubs. And I don't know, Miller Park takes on a different atmosphere when all the Cubs fans are there. But in any case, besides going to a Brewers game, which will be great, what else would you recommend if you're going to be there for a day?
You know, it all depends on what neighborhood you want to, you know, there are so many neighborhoods to really discover. So, you know, I live downtown Milwaukee. I live in what's known as Easttown, which is a quick way to get to the Brewers game. If you stay downtown, you should maybe consider, you know, just staying in Easttown, where, you know, that's where the Grohmann Museum of Art is, which is on the campus of MSOE. You know, people always go to the Milwaukee Art Museum, which is a jewel in our community, but on the campus of MSOE is this great museum of work. It's called the Grohmann Museum. You know it by that life-size bronze sculptures on top of the building. It's a great place to take a walk through, and it's open to the public. You know, the Pfister is downtown. If you go for a cocktail in the lobby of the Pfister, it's really something to see. Theater-wise, you know, downtown there's stuff going on all summer, and there's within one block. There's the Milwaukee Rep in the same building with the Pabst across the street from the Market Center for the Performing Arts. So on a Friday night, in the middle of the year, anytime, there could be seven things going on in a one-block, you know, area in downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do the whole weekend. I can't just do it for a day, right?
Right. You really should come on Thursday, leave on Monday, Joy. That's what you need to do.
I could do that. There is a lot to see. And I'm wondering if you think that Milwaukee, maybe a lot of people aren't aware that there's so many cultural things to do in Milwaukee, that we have an impression still that, oh, gee, I can, you know, go to the Brewers game in a brewery, but that's about it.
Right. And you know, even when you think of the summer, every weekend on the grounds of what people know as Summerfest, there is a cultural festival going on. Either it's the Italian Fest or the German Fest or Irish Fest, or just Google fests in Milwaukee, and you can pick a weekend over the summer to experience, you know, in a microcosm on 1 acre of land or a couple acres of land, what's going on culturally. But there's so much more. There's so many more neighborhoods just to that you could spend a weekend in one of these 12 neighborhoods that we discovered on around the corner. And there's always good eating. There's always good chatting with people who are so incredibly committed to that neighborhood, let alone Milwaukee area, you know, in large. It's really kind of remarkable. And as I said, I grew up here. Mm-hmm. I left in 1978. I left and I moved to Chicago, believing that grass is so much greener down that way. And from Chicago, I moved to Atlanta, and then I ended up in Los Angeles for a very long time, and moved back to Milwaukee in 2001. And really am so incredibly proud and pleased of this place that I've always called home. And there's lots to do.
Marcia on Facebook writes, "I'm glad the public market made the list." This was a list on travel.com of must-sees in Milwaukee. And she goes on to say, "Every Madisonian should go see it and then advocate for one in our own grand city." Well, mm-hmm. but certainly Madison, but everywhere can go there. Marcia continues, "Real chili, Mama Mia's for garlic bread." Okay, technically that's in Brookfield, but close enough.
That's all right.
Let me see. It looks like she talks about, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong because I'm not, Gillies? Is that a custard stand?
Jilly's.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jilly's, the one and only original custard stand, the Iron Horse Hotel, even if it is just to go to the lobby and bar,
yeah,
the Lakeshore, Old World's Third Street, the historic Third World. Wow, Marcia can be a tour guide too. So tell us about the historic Third Ward.
You know, there's a great place. That's where the public market is. And that's where you should start if you're going to take a little tour, you know, a walking tour. And all of these neighborhoods are so accessible. And park your car. There's a place to park, I'm telling you, and take a walk. So in the Third Ward, I would start off at a place called Retiq, which is the upscale Goodwill store.
Oh.
They've got it's a thrift store that they take all of their best stuff and they call it Retiq. It's right on Broadway, across the street from a great place for a burger, which is called Wicked Hop. It's one of the best burgers in town. Broadway Theater Center is right there. If you're there this weekend, there's Lend Me a Tenor is being put on by Chamber Theater in the same space or in the same building. Skin Tight, which is a Renaissance Theater Works. Skylight Opera or Musical Theater is in that building as well. All in the Third Ward, walkable. Spin is ping pong and beer. It's a big entertainment center called Spin, where ping pong is kind of the focus. Marshall Building is in the Third Ward. Marshall Building is a lot of artists. Reggie Baylor, who is a well-known Milwaukee artist, has his studio, which is open to the public on the first floor of the Marshall Building, right there on water. Broadway Paper is one of my favorite places in town. If you don't know it, you need to check it out right on Broadway Street. It's high quality writing paper and invitations and wrapping paper and bows. It's really kind of a remarkable little space. Kate is the owner, who is the most adorable woman in the world, who will help you with anything. It's called Broadway Paper. A great Chinese restaurant called Jing's. It's a full day in one neighborhood, which is like six blocks.
Oh.
You could spend the whole day there.
Does that sound great? Well, we'll continue to get some more recommendations of places to go and things to do in Milwaukee. And we'll, you know, broaden it out to the burbs, too, if you have a recommendation. Our guest is John McGivern. He is the host of Around the Corner with John McGivern, and that airs on Milwaukee Public Television, Wisconsin Public Television, and stations in Minnesota and Chicago. As they say, check your local listings. Right now, I want you to tell me where to go in Milwaukee. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April 25th. We are talking with our guest about what to see and do in Milwaukee. We are exploring the city's many attractions in this week's Tell Joy Where to Go and welcoming your questions and your recommendations. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's take our first caller, Gary in Oconomowoc. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. And, John, thank you so much for your show and coming back to Milwaukee. My wife and I love all of your shows, been to a number of the ones where you perform in person. And a highlight of all our weeks is watching you on public TV on Thursday night. But I
thank
you so much.
Dad.
For the Third Ward, you got to say the Coquette Cafe and the Smoke Shack.
Yeah.
What do you see there, Gary?
Oh, the Coquette Cafe, I think, is the nicest. It has the best food in Milwaukee right now. And the Smoke Shack, I don't think it can get better barbecue anywhere in the country. Only problem with the Smoke Shack, you got to go there and you got to wait a long time to get in.
Well, it sounds like it's worth it, though.
Yeah, it's a little place, and it's kind of you got to really look for it too, because you could walk right by it without unless your nose was telling you where to go, because it's very, you know, indiscreet and sort of like not defined. It's a great place though, and really good food.
Yeah, and this is it, the Croquette Cafe?
Coquette.
Yeah. Yeah, and Gary says he loves watching you live. Do you have live shows, live performances?
I do. I really am an actor by trade, and I have some one-man shows. In fact, tonight, if people are listening, I'm in Whitewater at Young Auditorium doing my summer stories. So it's I've written 5 one-man shows, mostly about growing up in Wisconsin, and I have you know, holiday stories and what it's the Irish tales of East Side Milwaukee is one of my shows.
Yeah.
So tonight I'm doing my summer stories, and people are, you know, I've had Facebook and emails telling me that they're ready for summer, whether they're stories or the real thing. We're about ready for it.
Yeah, I am. Well, that's something to put on the list too. Catch John McGivern doing a live show. Good.
Yeah.
Bob in Plain is with us. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. Hi, Joy. Hi, John.
Hey.
So I just wanted, we have a new cheese factory down on in the Walker's Point area. John's been down there.
Sure.
Fox Shadow Creamery. And this morning we have invited guests from the International Cheese Technology Exposition, which has been on this week in Milwaukee. So there's cheesemakers from all over the world, and they're coming down. Some of them are coming down to the cheese factory this morning to just have a little brunch before they leave town. And people who love cheesemakers, it's an opportunity for them to come down and learn things. And
are you going to give them any cheese for brunch, Bob?
We always have cheese.
So what a setup, Bob. Can you talk about that building? I mean, this Clock Shadow building is really an award-winning green building down in Walker's Point. And the way they have it set up, the creamery, is that you can watch it all happen. It's really a great place to visit. And I'm not sure, is Purple Door still in that building?
No, Purple Door now, they outgrew us pretty rapidly, and they've opened up a new place just about a block and a half up the street, so it's easy to come visit both places.
Enjoy. And Purple Doors and Ice Cream is a homemade ice cream place that used to be there. There was the cheese shop and the ice cream store all in the same 4 feet from each other. It was really a great lobby to visit. But the fact that they're still close to each other, it's worth the visit to Walker's Point to go to the Clock Shadow Building, especially the Creamery. They do a great business and a great job.
Thank you very much, Bob, for that recommendation. And I'm sorry, so what's the significance? Does it have some historical significance, the Clock Shadow Building?
Bob?
No, I guess you, John.
You know what they did? They took an old warehouse building and they redid it all green.
Oh, I see.
And it's won national awards. They have a garden on top. They have there's a great 4-story art piece that from roof to first floor that you can just walk in the lobby and take a look at. It's really done some real good stuff for that neighborhood called Walker's Point.
Bob, thanks
a lot.
A lot
of people call it Fifth Ward. It's not. They shouldn't. They should call it Walker's Point, just so you know.
Okay. Let's go to Maureen now in Baraboo. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. So do you like to visit Milwaukee?
I'd love to. Recently, I celebrated my 60th birthday with brunch at the Nick. And we had a round table in the corner. Had about 8 people with me. And it was absolutely delicious and wonderful. Would highly recommend it.
Yeah, and is the how did you know about the Nick, Maureen?
I actually kind of Googled nice restaurants in downtown Milwaukee where we're going to be there visiting some other friends, and their website caught my attention. And when I told my friends that's where we're going, they said, "Oh, we love brunch at the Nick."
Oh, all right. Well, Maureen, happy birthday belatedly, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. How about the Nick, John?
Well, the Nick, I live in that building, just so you know.
Oh,
it's
really?
Called the Knickerbocker. It's an old hotel that in 1985 turned into condos. So it's on the first floor of the building I live in, and it's an incredible space that offers everything. It does a great brunch, but lunch or dinner, like you can come in there and for dinner, and it's got a full menu where you can have a burger or a salad, or you could have you could upscale it, and it's a great, well-established neighborhood place that everybody in this neighborhood of Easttown really, really is thrilled that they're here and doing such great business. In our building is another restaurant called Il Mito, which just came last year. And it's Chef Fecker, who has a place in Wauwatosa. This is his Il Mito East. So in this building that I live in has two really great restaurants. And it's that old 1927 Knickerbocker on the Lake hotel. So it's a wonderful downtown
destination. I can't believe it. I think I've stayed there before and some years ago. But so that's where you say that's where you live, John, or did you mean that figuratively?
No, I live here.
That's great. Oh, all right. So we have another recommendation from Diane in Sheboygan. She says, visit the Frederick Pabst Mansion, plus take some historic Milwaukee walking tours, which start in June. Do you recommend that too, Jen?
I do. You should just get on their website too. If you're coming to town and Google historic Milwaukee and see what they have to offer, because every weekend you can pick a neighborhood and see where they're doing a walking tour, and it's worth the time, and it really gives you a real in-depth kind of history of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, in our show Around the Corner with John McGivern, we have a 3-minute piece, the history of wherever we are, with our Milwaukee historian John Gerda. And John Gerda does a lot of work with historic Milwaukee, and he sometimes gives these walking tours, and it's worth the time, and it's certainly it's an event that you should look into.
I will. Chris in Wisconsin Dells says, drive down Wisconsin Avenue at dawn and look at the Milwaukee Art Museum. You'll see why this building has won so many awards for its design. Well, I've seen the building, but I haven't driven down Wisconsin Avenue at dawn. That sounds interesting. That is quite a sight, isn't it, John?
It sure is. And that's kind of big time specific, isn't it? You'll have to look at what time is dawn hitting this morning, but I bet it's a great, you know, it's certainly a great thing to plan and make your way down Wisconsin Avenue at dawn. It's probably the best time to go down Wisconsin Avenue just because, you know, there's no traffic and it's a beautiful sight. And that building is such a iconic now, you know, even though it's not that old, but it certainly, you know, has made its place on our lakefront, and people know it all over the world.
That Milwaukee Art Museum is another of the attractions that is recommended by Travel.com on its list of 8 must-do, you know, sites or attractions in Milwaukee. We have that posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will continue to take your questions about and your recommendations for things to do, see, or eat in Milwaukee. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine talking with John McGivern. He is host of Around the Corner with John McGivern. We'll continue after the news.
Milwaukee is where we were before we came here. Working in a brewery, making the finest.
This is a Milwaukee area edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 637 on this Friday, April 25th. We'll continue talking with our Milwaukee tour guide, John McGivern, host of the public television show Around the Corner with John McGivern, in just a few minutes, and we will continue to take your questions and recommendations if you live in Milwaukee or if you like to or would like to visit Milwaukee. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Wisconsin is a sports-loving state, but what if you aren't all that good or interested in sports? Joe Schaefer tells us about his many ill-fated attempts to get in the game.
Dare you aside, Wisconsin loves sports more than anything. We measure time in sports seasons, not months. Once in middle school, I arrived in class to find a student weeping, head down on his desk. The Packers had lost. I tried to comfort him, but wasn't very good at it, knowing nothing about football. Sometimes, I feel like I'm one of the only people in the state born without the sports gene. Unfortunately, the same goes for playing sports. I'm a natural-born pacifist and don't see the point in conquering a group of fellow citizens on a field or mat. But in Wisconsin, kids are supposed to be athletes. My parents desperately wanted me to fit in, even though they have little interest in athletics themselves. That's how I found myself sitting in a car at age 6. I've been given a shirt emblazoned with the word Strikers in bold orange type. What was a striker? I soon found out. I was. My parents stopped the car by a small field. There stood dozens of kids. From the looks of their t-shirts, I could see they were also strikers. Apparently, we were a soccer team. Needless to say, I didn't fit in. But my parents couldn't accept the idea that I'd be a sports outcast, so they tried every other option they could think of. There was fencing, in which I was encased in a helmet twice the size of my head. I made a brief appearance at wrestling camp, but couldn't last more than a few seconds in a match. My low point was gymnastics. I had to be carried out of the gym. There was only one sport left to try. Football. I was in 5th grade, which is apparently not too young to be strapped into pads, shoved onto the field, and told to show no mercy. I soon learned that football parents really want their kids to win. A teammate's dad stopped me on the sidelines and pounded my chest. Go Regents! He screamed. Go Regents! I tried to shout back, my prepubescent voice cracking. I spotted my parents in the stands. They weren't screaming about the Regents. In fact, they weren't paying much attention at all. My dad had brought a book about Benjamin Franklin. I fantasized about reading a book myself, but the coach blew his whistle. Hey you! Schaefer! You're in! I took my place on the defensive line and gazed up at the guy squared off against me. He was a hulking monster, at least a foot taller than me. I ventured a peace offering. "Hey, good game, as long as we have fun, right?" We wouldn't take an insignificant game in Sun Prairie so seriously as to do each other real harm. Then he charged. I came to a few hours later.
Poor Joe. Gotta love a high school football team with the nickname The Regents. Joe Schaefer is a high school student in Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. You can tune into Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television Mondays at 8 p.m. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every week at this time, we celebrate Wisconsin life. We focus in on cultural, recreational, and other fun things to do in Wisconsin. And from time to time, we concentrate on a specific region of the state. And today, it's Milwaukee. And we're welcoming your questions about and your recommendations about Milwaukee. Where to go, what to do, what to eat. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with John McGivern, who is a member of Milwaukee's morning radio show, 96.5 WKLH. He's also the host of Around the Corner with John McGivern, which airs on Milwaukee Public Television, Wisconsin Public Television, and stations in Minnesota and Chicago. So check your local listings. Boy, we have lots of callers and emailers, so let's go right back to the phone. Rick in Holman is with us next. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple recommendations for people that might be useful. One is my sister-in-law writes a blog called Milwaukee by Storm, and she and her kids take a weekly adventure somewhere in Milwaukee. And she has writes a chapter a week about those adventures. And she's got about 50-some-odd chapters of various adventures she's taken in the area.
Fun. Can you give us an example of one of the adventures, Rick?
Well, sometimes they're just going to the Art Museum or the Milwaukee Public Museum or the Planetarium. So a variety of things like that. Other times it's events that are set up by the Milwaukee Park System. I guess I can't go into a lot more detail than that, but she includes pictures and a little context on each one, kind of a little storyline. It's called Milwaukee by Storm.
You're a good brother, Rick. So, John, lots of things to do with the kids, too, I take it.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. And in every neighborhood, you know, the Kids Museum is right down. Betty Brin is right down in Easttown, right near the Milwaukee Art Museum. It's right, you know, walkable. Go to the Milwaukee Public Museum, and you can certainly bring your kids there. And there's a day at the Milwaukee Public Museum that they should experience. I mean, I remember as a kid going there when it used to be in what's now the library, and then they moved the Milwaukee Public Museum across the street on Wells, and how exciting it was as a kid to go to that, and it still is. You know, I have nieces and nephews that live out in the suburbs. They live in Cedarburg and Grafton, and they love to come downtown Milwaukee and see what's going on here.
You know, I remember as a kid coming to Milwaukee and visiting the domes. And my producer, Robin Cherry, wonders, are they done refurbishing the domes?
They are. Mm. A year and a half ago, they did a big refurb on two of them, and I think they're still working on the third, if I'm not mistaken. But that's in this neighborhood that we're covering in season four called Silver City. That's what that neighborhood is called, and it's right across the bridge right over the, you know, right on the other side of the valley. And it's certainly a place to again, that's always been there in those domes. I can remember as a kid thinking that they were so kind of futuristic and so like, wow. And it's something you should look at, especially holiday wise. You know, they dress them up, and it becomes a destination spot to bring family, and they have events there that they announce, and it's a great place to visit.
And it would be a great place to visit, I think, in the middle of a brutal winter to be inside those things.
You know
things.
It is. Yeah. So for the last 6 months, it was a great place to visit.
But, you know, Mike in Milwaukee says he lives downtown, and one of his favorite things to do is to take urban hikes. He leaves his apartment and walks in any direction, and then takes a taxi home when he's done. Yeah, that's sort of like those walking historic tours, I suppose, too. But, you know, it made me wonder a little bit. One place I've wanted to visit in the Milwaukee area, I love all the big city things to do in Milwaukee, but there's some pieces of solitude and nature, and, like, I'm thinking of the Schlitz Nature Preserve?
Audubon, yeah. Yeah. There's all of those. You know, you look at, and I didn't really realize growing up, the park system and what we have here in the Milwaukee area. And, you know, these parks that, like Lake Park and Riverside Park and Washington Park that were designed by Ullman, who designed Central Park. And we have acre upon acre of outdoor space right here in the middle of you know, a city that you know, that it has. Downtown is just full of residents, and you can take a walk towards the lake and spend some time, you know, in nature, which is really a gift. And I always tell people, you know, I moved away from Milwaukee, and then I came back, and it was my choice to come back. And I listen to people who are like, about Milwaukee, I always tell people, you need to move away so that you realize what you have here, because it's really a beautiful, wonderful city.
Pat in Brookfield is with us now. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I graduated from Madison in 2002, moved to Milwaukee, and I can just say the development in that city in the last, you know, 12 to 14 years has just been nothing but incredible. And, you know, my friends and I always used to joke, and we said Milwaukee's like a little Chicago because it's half the cost, you know, and half the hassle and everything they do. Two things I would highly suggest: the best Mexican food anywhere in the States on Fifth and National, a ton of different restaurants, La Fuente, La Perla. I would say if you can get on the river, you know, there's tours via your own boat. One of the funnest things to do in the summer is start on one end of the river. You can go all the way to Summerfest out on the lake. There used to be only two or three different bars. Now there's 8 to 10, I would say. Other really fun thing we used to do on Thursday nights in Cathedral Square Park, which is a park right in the middle of the city, it was called Jazz in the Park, and it was free concerts. You could bring, you know, lawn chairs, blankets, wine, beer, and then across the street is kind of an upscale burger, gourmet burger place called Elsa's in the Park, and it's actually open until about 1 or 2 in the morning, and if you want to see some local Milwaukee celebs, that's where you'll see them. So, ton of fun stuff to do. Now I'm out in the burbs, which, you know, I like, but living in Milwaukee in my 20s was some of the best memories of my life, for sure.
Oh, very neat. Pat, where is the place where we can see the local celebs? Pat, are you still there?
Elsa's.
Oh, he left. Okay, Elsa's?
Yeah, it's a restaurant right off, right on Cathedral Square, and he talked about a great burger place, but they're known for their pork chop sandwiches, just so you know. If you like a good pork chop, you need to check out Elsa's. And it really kind of began that, you know, it's on Cathedral Square, right across from St. John's Cathedral, and it's been there for a long time. Elsa's has been, and it's really been an anchor for that neighborhood. It's a great restaurant.
Very neat, and I like it.
That neighborhood.
I love the idea of the boat tours or taking boats here and there. You can do that too.
You sure can. Mm-hmm. And as he said, there are people out there, you know, in their canoes. They're out there in their speedboats, you know, and it's a no wake river all the way from North Avenue down to Summerfest, and it's really a wonderful way to see the city. And it used to be, you know, that was the main artery for business in the beginning of the history of this city. That was the highway of business, that river was. And to look at the buildings that were built around that being the business, you know, part of our history. It's really an interesting trip down the river.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go with John McGivern, who is the host of Public Television's Around the Corner with John McGivern. And he's giving us some ideas of fun things to do and see and eat in Milwaukee. What's your favorite thing to do in Milwaukee? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapakoneta, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Bridgewater's climate. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is a Milwaukee area edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, April 25th. We are talking about all sorts of things going on in Milwaukee with John McGivern, who is host of Around the Corner with John McGivern, which airs on Milwaukee Public Television, Wisconsin Public Television, and stations in Minnesota and Chicago. And our next caller is George in Milwaukee. Hello, George.
Hello. I've lived in Walker's Point for over a decade, and I have 6 restaurant recommendations. Crazy, and they're all within 1st Street, 2nd Street, Walker, and National. You could walk to all 6 of them in quite easily. Crazy Water was the place where other chefs in town said they would go if they weren't eating in their own establishment. Across the street from Crazy Water is a brand new one called All Purpose Kitchen. La Miranda is well known. Just next to it has opened up Blue Jacket, and they're both excellent small plates places, also Bray's in circa 1880. I also have a tiny correction from something John said. Reggie Baylor has moved to the 6th floor of the Marshall Building, and you can visit him tonight in Gallery Night. He moved up there because he's got a collective of artists called Plaid Tuba, and he needed the whole floor and not just a small first floor shop. And finally, you mentioned the domes, but there's a brand new park which has opened up, which is connected to the domes. It's also connected to the Menominee Valley, and it's called Three Bridges Park. And it's full of everything from plantings for nature to community gardens.
Sounds great, George. Want to pick and choose from that, John?
That's George, you're good. We need to come and talk to you, okay? Great job.
But, you know,
all purpose, what is it? Did that just open?
Yes, it's connected by family connections to the Crazy Water lady. And it's right across the street. And all of these places have different ambiance and are unique places. All the buildings are basically recycled from something else.
Yeah, well, sounds like I can eat my way through Milwaukee for an entire weekend.
George, can you believe that 10 years ago, would you have believed that Walker's Point is the destination spot to eat in Milwaukee? Would you have believed that?
Not really, but I have had some remarkable foresight to have moved here and to have moved downtown when I did, which was actually 16 years ago, before everybody else found out how wonderful it is.
Right.
Well, lucky you, George. Thank you for all those great recommendations. You mentioned Gallery Night. Nick, in an email, says Gallery Night and Day is this weekend, April 25th and 26th. This world-class event features an evening of gallery hopping, shopping, and art viewing beginning today and continuing through the day tomorrow, showcasing 40-plus venues throughout the Milwaukee area. Admission is free to all participating venues. So you can see some art this weekend, it sounds like.
Sure.
Chris in Middleton has a question. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning. I hope you'll give a credit line to whoever sings I've Been Everywhere, Hey.
Hey, it's the Gomers.
It's the Gomers. I should have figured that. The I've been taking a nutrition class. I just took it yesterday. And just as the teacher said, you've been reminding me that if you live in Wisconsin, the odds are really stacked against us. The reason I'm calling, however, is that I hardly ever venture into Milwaukee past Miller Park. But I've got to meet my nephew next weekend at Pottawatomie Casino. And I'm wondering, first of all, is that anything to speak of as a destination place? And what's to see around there? And then what are just some good hotels to stay in if I want to visit Milwaukee?
Okay.
Well, if you're staying, if you're going to Pottawatomie, there, the Iron Horse Hotel, which is in the valley as well, kind of connected to a Walker's Point. It's certainly a place to stay, and Pottawatomie has some great restaurants. There's a great Asian fusion restaurant inside Pottawatomie. Dream Dance is their high end steak restaurant, which is worth a visit. They've got a sports bar that has great food and a buffet that you can, whatever you want, they're going to have there. A Pottawatomie is worth it. Look to see what's going on at Northern Lights Theater, which is one of the best rooms in town sound-wise. And as far as close as you get, there's 500 seats where it feels like you're a foot from the stage. It's really a beautiful, beautiful room. And it's right in Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Hotel opens in August, and that's, again, another destination spot. Pottawatomie has really created some action in the valley, so it's worth the visit.
You know, I just heard a promo on our own station here that Ira Glass, Public Radio's Ira Glass, will be at the Riverside in Milwaukee on Saturday. What's the Riverside?
Riverside, when I was a kid, it was a place to go to see. It was the big movie theater right downtown on Wisconsin Avenue, right on the river, just west of the Water Street and Wisconsin Avenue. And it closed for a while, and now the guys who took over the Pabst and also have Turner Hall have turned Riverside into a destination live performance space. So, I heard that same promo. I'd love to see him if I'm performing on Saturday night as well. But what a great space to go see him.
Well, this has been so much fun, and I have such a long list. Anything that we neglected,
weekends
maybe
on WPR,
I don't know
are
that
fun.
We shouldn't play and that. I don't know why that is on. But anyway, any in this final minute, any last minute hidden gem, perhaps.
You know, I just think if you look at neighborhoods, we've got an East Town, which is the east end of downtown, but there's Lincoln Village, which is an incredible, where Forest Home Cemetery is. People need to check out that neighborhood. The Third Ward, as we talk about, Brady Street is a whole neighborhood we didn't even touch on. It's a great place to spend a day. King Drive, there's stuff to do. River West, Bayview, Sherman Park, Walker's Point, West Town, Mitchell Street, Washington Heights. All of these are neighborhoods with lots to do, lots of people to talk to, places to eat, places to visit. It's really, this city of 700,000 people really has a lot to do, a lot to see, and I'm so proud to call this place home.
Thank you so much, John McGivern, host of Around the Corner with John McGivern.